This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up. The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
Episode of Kennedy Saves the World, and I single-handedly have to save your holiday travel because the pandemic has turned people, not all people, not even most people, some people, even a small fraction of people, into flying a-holes, and we have to put a stop to it. And the only way to put a stop to it, as you know, you cannot control other people's behavior. You certainly can't control other people's behavior when they're drunk on planes. And everyone wants to have a COVID mask fight. Everyone. We've talked about this many times. I don't know how many podcasts have been dedicated to talking about the mask Karens. The people who go, you have to wear your mask. You were in the bathroom. Why didn't you wear your mask in the bathroom when you were going tinkle potty? You have those mask Karens, and then you have the ones who go, I'm not wearing a mask. The virus isn't even real. I'm not wearing a mask on a plane, and you're not going to make me. Yeah, I know. Then, you know, those people, they got to get in fist fights, got to get dragged off the plane, blah, blah, blah. Everyone's got to film it. Oh, look at my Instagram story about the guy who couldn't control himself and lost his temper and hit a flight attendant and peed his pants. None of that is fun. And all that means is your flight is going to be delayed, means you're going to be missing flights, and everyone's going to be in a bad mood. So step number one, careful with the booze. And this is very important because the flight attendants are now blaming the problems on planes with the booze that's in the airports. I have a news flash for everybody. Planes have been there for a long time. Airports have been there for a long time. Bars have been there for even longer. People have been drinking alcohol for as long as they have been able to ferment things. And that happened pre-anatomically modern humans. So we've had alcohol in some form or another for over 100,000 years. Imagine how wonderfully aged that is. So it's not the booze. It's the lockdown. It is people losing touch with their humanity, which, as you can see, happens very quickly. See, take a bunch of people who've been working from home, rosé all day, in their jammies, haven't been around the others, maybe not used to the hygiene, which is also a big problem on planes. I shouldn't have to dedicate a word of this podcast to telling you to wash your armpits, but apparently someone has to. The hell is wrong with you? Take a shower before you get on a plane. And who are the people who go through security, go through TSA? You know you have to take your shoes off unless you've got TSA pre-check or you've paid for clear. Don't go to the airport with bare, stinky, disgusting fungus feet. No one wants to see it. Least of all me, not a foot person. Hygiene, do that yourself. Don't make the nice lady on the podcast scold you about that. This is Kennedy Saves the World. Don't go anywhere.
Precise, personal, powerful. It's America's weather team in the palm of your hands. Get Fox weather updates throughout your busy day, every day. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Back to the booze. I know when your flight is delayed and you got nothing else to do, you want to go put the hammer down. I don't exactly know what that means, but you want to drink alcohol. And you want to drink a lot of alcohol. That's fine, but there's a time and place for it. Sitting, stewing in your own juices in the airport, in an airport lounge or a bar, not the best place to get hammered. And I'll tell you why, because you're going to get dehydrated, and it's not the alcohol that's the problem. It's the dehydration. It really is. That's what makes people crazy, because your brain dries out and it gets all skittish and scared because you're in a flying capsule, which is already unnatural. And then if you've had a bad day, or you're late, or you're in a bad mood, or you've had a nasty text from your resentful boss, that is going to set you off, and you don't have the wherewithal or the proper hydration to combat it. And that's one of the problems with not being properly socialized, is you forgot to drink, how to drink in front of other people. And that is a very critical part of interacting as human beings. So be careful. Don't get hammered at the airport. Don't do it. And I know people will tell you, you know, don't take the little airport bottles on a plane. But let's be honest, that's what they're designed for. They're designed for travel and easy access. No one should be bringing out a fifth of Popov on the plane, because you can't get it through security. You'd have to check it in your bag. So you got to have little airplane bottles, but they will fine you. If they fine you and they feel like it's an egregious fine, they'll do the same thing they do to the guy who gets in the fist fight with the pilot who peed his pants. They're going to put you on a no-fly list for life on that airline. And it's not worth it. You don't want to diminish your choices out there. You want as many choices as possible. So if you are going to take the little airplane bottles on board, at least be discreet about it. Don't just be all glug, 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 woo! I'm Tom Cruise, a cocktail, juggling my little Grey Goose bottles. Don't do that. Because they will find you. Then they'll throw you off, and then the FBI will come meet you. Then you'll be on a list. And then all of a sudden, Merrick Garland's going to have your phone number, and your kids won't be able to get into private school. And it all started here. Believe me, it all could end here, but don't do that to yourself. You got to go easy. Go gentle. You know, a little bit like a Bloody Mary, maybe a nice mimosa, that's fine. Take the edge off. Don't get hammered. That is not the point of airport or plane drinking. It is not to get drunk. That is not the place to get drunk. Don't do it. You don't have proper backup. If you've got kids, you have to be responsible for them. And that brings me to my next thing, kids on planes. So if you're a parent and you have flown, you are probably one of the responsible people who has a bag of tricks and a plan for anything and everything your kids might do. That means you have a change of clothes. That means you have like some sort of pee pads, even if you have them for the dog and you packed them in your bags, you're terrified. You've got a yo-yo and a present every hour to give to your kids when they're good, which is what you should do. You get a lollipop when you're landing to unclog their ears. All great things. If you have a toddler, get them a roll of scotch tape so they can play with that for an hour and a half. There are things you can do. There are tricks. It's the parents who don't care about the tricks or the kids. It's the parents who think that this is their me time, you know, where they get to have a free spa day and check in with themselves and not pay attention at all to their little bastards who are kicking seats and causing havoc. So keep your kids in check. You know, it's like whenever I hear a child freaking out on a plane, I smile because I go, that's not mine. I don't have to worry about that. But when you bring kids on and you're not attentive to them, you're a bad person. People who bring kids on planes, who let them run roughshod, they're bad people. All right? You're bad people. I'm judging you right now with everything that's in me, because you made the contract to have the kids. You followed through with it. You signed at the dotted line with your gametes. You chose to have children in one form or another. Therefore, when you take them on planes, turn them into little angels. Not easy to do. Sometimes kids have tantrums. That's why you have the bag of tricks. So take the bag of tricks and don't be dicks. It's not tough, and it even rhymes. All right? So you've got the kids. You've got the semi-sober adults. Everything's going good. It's very easy for people to blame flight attendants. And I beg you not to do this, because even if you have a flight attendant who's a jerk, and I get it, some of them, they're like flying cops. They're little pencil pushing fuss budgets who want to tell you all the rules, and they pick on certain people. And if you've been picked on by a flight attendant, you know that it's not a good feeling, that flying is already stressful enough. But when someone's got your number, don't punish them. Don't fight with them. The power imbalance is not in your favor. Sure, you can write a strongly worded letter to the airline, which you're never going to do. You might put something on Twitter, which also makes you look like a jerk. because no one wants to hear about your travel hassle. Pro tip, something goes right on a plane, put that on Twitter. Put that in your pipe and smoke it. Advertise that when people are nice to you and they make your day better. So if a flight attendant's a jerk, think about it. They have dealt with 100,000 jerks in one day. And think about the other people on the plane. I mean, you are perfect. You are a perfect, wonderful angel of a human being. And everyone loves to fly with you. It's all the other people that you got to worry about. And think about the flight attendants having to interface with all of those other just dum-dums. Imagine how you would be. Imagine the kind of mood you would be in. Imagine that you would be the picky peck of pencils. I don't even know what that means. It's alliteration, and that's all that counts right now. But give the flight attendants, and you know what? I learned this from my niece, because I learn from the young people. That's what I do. I go out into the world in my robes with my knee-length gray hair, and like Gandalf, and I learn from the young people, because that's the only way we can move forward and evolve as a society, believe it or not. My niece, who is 26 years old, flew across country with her boyfriend. And you know what they did on the plane, which I thought was so wonderful and sweet? They went and got a bunch of Starbucks cards and gave them to all the flight attendants. You know what they got on the plane? They got fantastic service and free booze, and everyone was nice to them and made sure that they were accommodated. That's what you do. Be nice to the flight attendants, bribe them, give them things, because in the end, you're not going to get on a no-fly list, and you may be the one who gets the free booze, which is fantastic. They got plenty of it on there. So don't worry about that. And if we're going to talk about etiquette and being nice to people, if you have a bladder that is a half ounce or less and needs to be emptied frequently, don't sit in a window seat. Do not make people get up to accommodate your needs. My God, book your travel in advance and sit in the aisle. Know your zone on the plane. I'm a window sitter. You know why? Because I mummify myself and I sleep the entire time. I have a bra on my eyes. Basically, that's what it looks like. I've got a scarf around my head. Of course, I've got my dumb mask on, and I've got a cervical collar that looks like I've had some horrible neck injury, and I'm immobilized, and I'm shielded from sound and light, and I sleep the entire time, and I know no one wants to jump over me, so I don't sit in the aisle, because I don't need people doing crotch yoga, over my knees. I don't need that. They don't need that. No one needs that. And here is another, like, please, it's a suggestion. It is a plea. Please, when you get up to make the urine on a plane, be a nice person. Don't pull on the seat in front of you. That is not yours to pull on. Figure out a way to nimbly get out of your seat without the pulling and the jujitsu. That is not a friendly thing to do. That is not flying the friendly skies. That annoys people. And if you jostle a drunk, dehydrated person in front of you who's going to pee their pants and fight somebody, you've just delayed your own flight. Good job. The other thing is, and this is the golden rule, the function of the airline seat is to go back thanks to the little button. So when someone makes their little seat go back, that is what the seat is supposed to do. Do not get mad at them. They have not released a stink bomb on the plane. That's another story for another day. They are merely putting their seat back because airline seats are uncomfortable. Don't get mad at someone. If you're 7 feet tall, fly Economy Plus. Don't fly as much. Save your pennies and fly Economy Plus so you have more leg room. It's not the person's fault in front of you who is moving their seat back. That's what the seats are supposed to do. I know this is a hot button issue. I have just resolved it for everyone. That is what I aim to do. If you follow these simple rules, I guarantee you, mummify yourself. Don't get too drunk. Give the flight attendant Starbucks cards. Have the bag of tricks for your kids and fly with a smile on your face. Everything is going to be A-okay. This has been Kennedy Saves the World. I'm Kennedy. Listen ad-free with a Fox News Podcast Plus subscription on Apple Podcasts, and Amazon Prime members can listen to this show ad-free on the Amazon Music app. Oh, go ahead and leave me a review while you're there. I'd love to hear what you have to say. You've been listening to Kennedy Saves the World on the Fox News Podcast Network.
Put the power of over 100 meteorologists and the worldwide resources of Fox in your hands with the Fox Weather Podcast. Precise, personal, powerful. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.